This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the transition week to middle spring, the third week of the Golding Goldfinch Moon and the second week of the Sun in Aries. This week marks the arrival of middle spring, a four-week period during which almost all the field crops are planted and gardeners set out onions and broccoli and cabbage collards and kale. The Golden Goldfinch Moon is full on March 31st. This is the second blue moon, that is the second full moon in a single month, of 2018. Rising in the evening and setting in the morning, this moon brightens the night sky for wildflower walks. And if you walk the moonlight before dawn, find Jupiter followed by Mars and Saturn along the southern horizon. If you walk at dusk, look for Venus, the giant evening star setting in the far west right after sundown. Orion, in its middle spring position, joins Venus after dark. And behind him, high in the southwest, come Gemini and Cancer. Directly overhead, the Big Dipper's pointers, the outside wall of the Dipper, that point directly to the North Star, are positioned almost exactly north-south. As though to open up a great myth, the Earth reaches out to middle spring. Every year the circular stories about death to life, beginning so quietly in the tomb of frost and snow. Every year the plot is the same, and it's always certain, always beautiful, and always about the same length, requiring only a little experience or a little faith to see it through to the climax of April. And now, such faith is superfluous because hepatica bloodroot, bluebells, Dutchman's breeches, twin leaf, toothwort, and spring beauties all burst into bloom. Leaves grow on skunk cabbage. Buds form on wild raspberries. May apple spears are up in the woods forecasting morel mushrooms. The first apple and peach trees leaf out. Goldfinches, their breasts all gold now, chatter as they flit in the bushes. Cardinals now sing an hour earlier than they sang 4 weeks ago. Barn swallows arrive, and grape hyacinths bloom, and wood frogs call, and black tadpoles swim in the warm, shallow pools. And the pre-dawn robin chorus becomes even more raucous. Birds chasing each other through the trees and shrubs, across lawns, and tumbling together on the streets and sidewalks. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first full week of middle spring. In the meantime, it's full blue moon time. Walk in the light. Embrace the story. Poor Will's Almanac for 2018 is available from Amazon. And you can purchase my book, Home is the Prime Meridian, Essays on Time and Place and Spirit, from the same site. The collection contains a number of the selections heard on this radio segment.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.